Well, this is Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have us on the line, Dr. Alan Clark and his wife, Eugene Clark, and we're going to be talking about poisoning of our children. Now, you know, so often we hear the people on the other side, oh, we've got to fluoridate the water, it's for the children. Oh, we've got to have Head Start programs. I get the children out of the home by the time they're 3 years old because it's for the children. Oh, we've got to vaccinate because, oh, we want to save the lives of the children. Well, we want to talk today about something which is disastrous for children, and that, of course, is the mercury that they're being given. And Dr. Clark is a physician. He's practiced for 30 years, and like most physicians, totally absorbed in his practice and totally unaware that some of the things he was advocating were harmful for the very people he was trying to help. And I say that not critically, because I remember when I was an orthopedic surgeon, I used to give fluoride. To so many of my patients. Anyway, Dr. Clark, thank you so very much for being with us.
I'm glad to be here.
And why don't you just give us the background of how you became aware of the fact that something was seriously wrong, and that perhaps some of the things that we as doctors were doing, trying to help people, really were harmful to them.
Well, when my son was diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder about 1 year ago, that kind of tipped me off, because my wife went to the internet and started doing some research and said, hey, come look at this. There's lots of evidence, she said, that this is caused by mercury poisoning from his vaccines. And I said, oh, it can't be, because we've been giving vaccines, you know, for years in our office and in the ER. They're safe. And then I looked at the ingredients, and sure enough, there was 25 micrograms of upper mercury in the vaccines. And some of those visits that he had to the doctor, he was getting 4 and 5 shots, each containing 25 micrograms, which is a very, very high dose for a child. And this is most likely, based on the research we looked at, because of the autism epidemic, the Asperger's, the ADHD. We were dumbfounded, so we went out on an investigation ourselves over the last year, talking to researchers, going to Washington, going to meetings, meeting these people, and getting the real data behind this, and it's frightening to find out what they've done to the vaccine.
Well, I really think this is really such a problem. Eugene, of course, you've been up there on the internet getting a lot of this information, haven't you?
Yes, sir, I have. Many hours every day. A lot of times after my family goes to bed and the house is quiet, I will stay up researching. You know, I'm a mother with a child who was injured. You don't mess with mommies. We're going to find out the truth. You can lie to us, but we will eventually find out the truth.
Well, okay, fine. Well, I think that it's so important that people understand the information is up there on the internet. The doctors don't know it because it's not mentioned in the medical journals that they read. It's not mentioned at their medical meetings. It's certainly never published in their medical journals. And the reason it isn't is because these are all dominated by the very drug companies that are creating the problem that is hurting our children. And I think it's so important that people begin looking beyond the obvious and find out what's going on. We're having a little problem. Would it be possible for the two of you to share a telephone and just take it back and forth between the two of you?
That will be fine. I will hang up. One moment.
All right, fine. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And, of course, I'm going to ask my producer to call back on one of those lines and try to get we lost both Dr. Clark and his wife, Eugene, there. And I think their story is really so very important. Dr. Clark is a practicing physician. He's been a physician for 30 years. And he has actually found that, you know, they had a child that had always had some problems, ADHD, something of that sort. And then about a year ago, when they got another vaccination, why, the child's completely changed and developed this disease, this very severe disease that is related to mercury intoxication. And so then they began to do some research, and they found out that what was happening is that we were poisoning our children with the vaccines. There were toxic doses of mercury in the vaccines that were given to our children. And this had been going on for about 30 years. In fact, 25 years ago, there was about 1 in every 10,000 children born was autistic. Today, it's about 1 in every 150 children, and, of course, even more than that, since it's 4 times more often in boys than girls, or 5 times more often in boys than in girls, why, we find this probably in 1 in maybe 40 or 50 boys will have this, but it's even more than that, because then we have the ADHD and the ADD. We never saw these before. And then we begin to find that our children are having mental problems. And it's estimated by the Centers for Disease Control that about 1 in every 5 or 1 in every 6 children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental problem. Now, you're not hearing about this. The last thing that the government wants to admit to the people is that they've done it again, or maybe they don't want you to know for other purposes, but it really doesn't matter what their objective, why they're concealing this. They are concealing it. The information is out there. They're reliable studies that have been done by scientists. And there are literally 1,000 studies that show the thimerosal that they've been putting in our vaccine for years is harmful. And the only studies that disagree with that, and there are only 2 or 3 of them, have been paid for by the drug companies that, of course, have specifically have a vested interest in keeping the American people from realizing what's happening. Now, more recently, drug companies have said, well, we've taken the thimerosal out of the childhood vaccines, but we're going to leave it in the influenza vaccine. And what's really so frightening about that is the fact that it was Dr. Fuddenberg's work, and we're going to tell you about that in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course we're talking about the fact that the influenza vaccine still has, today, a toxic dose of mercury in it. And of course we know, for instance, from Dr. Fuddenberg's work, and Dr. Fuddenberg's in his 80s, he's one of the world's most renowned experts on vaccines. He's written over 850 peer-reviewed articles, and you can go to his website, Dr. Fuddenberg. I know Dr. Clark has talked to him. Dr. Clark or Eugene, which one of you are on the line?
I'm on right now.
All right, fine. We'll just trade sort of back and forth if we can. Now, you've talked to Dr. Fuddenberg. Would you tell our listeners what Dr. Fuddenberg has found about the toxicity of influenza vaccines for people over 60 who take, say, 3 or 4 shots over a 5-year period, as the doctor tells them to do?
Well, if they've taken the flu shots like 4 times in a row over age 60, their rate of Alzheimer's disease just goes up astronomically. I think it's 1,000%.
1,000% increase. Now, this is because of the toxicity of the mercury in there on the brain, and they're specifically leaving the mercury in. They know it's mercury is toxic, so they've taken it out. The childhood vaccines. But then they're telling you to take your child down to get an influenza vaccine because they may die if they don't. And yet, of course, it's increasing the incidence of Alzheimer's disease 1,000% for the older people. Well, what do you think it's doing to the children?
Well, it's causing this neurobehavioral epidemic of autism spectrum disorders. And about 1 in 166 children now have severe autism, where they can't speak or have trouble communicating. And then 1 in 6, according to the CDC's own figures, now have a neurobehavioral problem. That's an entire generation of children.
And that's really what's so frightening about this, what's going on. 1 in 6 has a neurodevelopmental problem. one in six of our children. And, of course, does the government have any explanation for why this is happening?
Well, we've shown them the explanation. There's 5,000 very well-done scientific articles from various countries, including the United States, even the CDC's own work, dating back 50 years, which clearly show that the mercury in thimerosal, mercury in the vaccines called thimerosal, is responsible for these type of symptoms.
And, of course, what's so incredible is we see all this material in the newspapers, or we hear about it on television, oh, it's the tuna fish, it's the fish. Certainly people who are pregnant, women who are pregnant, shouldn't be eating fish because it contains mercury, and yet only a fraction, a small fraction of what they're going to be getting, of course, when their child is born in the nursery. Every newborn up until very, very recently was given hepatitis B in the nursery with a toxic dose of thimerosal. How much were they getting? Do you have any idea?
Well, the first dose they got about 2 hours after they were born was 12.5 micrograms of elemental mercury.
And of course, that is really what is the maximum dose that child should have? Is there any dose that's really safe?
Well, there's no safe dose, but the dose they gave was about 35 times the EPA limit.
All right, fine. So they knew what they were doing, and they just went ahead and did it anyway. And lots of times they even did it without asking the parents. And then so many of these children have neurodevelopmental abnormalities. Now, then, of course, they tell us now that they've taken the mercury out of the vaccines, have they?
They've taken it out after much ballyhooing back in the late 1999-2000 era. They took it out of some of the vaccines that are given to small children below age 6. But it is still in most of the flu shots that are mandated this coming year. So it's going to throw a lot of kids who don't have ADHD into ADHD. Those that have ADHD is going to throw them into autism.
All right, fine. Is Lucine there? Can she come on? All right.
Yeah,
let's talk to her.
Okay.
Lucine?
Okay,
fine. Well, of course, Lucine's been up on the Internet, and, of course, you can get up on the Internet and find all of this information, or you can go to Dr. Allen and Lucine Clark's website. It's called nomercury.org. Is that nomercury.org or nomercury.com?
No, it's nomercury.org.
Nomercury.org. And, of course, Lucine has been up there. Tell us what they're doing, though. They know this is toxic to the brains of newborn and very young children. In fact, it's even toxic to the brains of older people. And as we've already pointed out, Dr. Fundeberg's research shows 1,000% increase in Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is becoming epidemic. We have all sorts of organizations for patients with Alzheimer's disease, but nobody's telling them about the almost virtually lethal effects of this. Though they don't die, they just become their sort of brain sort of dies. But what's happening as far as children in foreign countries, the children in the third world countries, are we taking out the toxic doses of mercury in their vaccines?
No, sir, not at all. As a matter of fact, the children in the third world countries are one of the reasons that they're fighting so hard to keep it in, even in our country. I have found a memorandum from the World Health Organization, which included participants, high-ranking officials from CDC and FDA. As a matter of fact, Dr. William Egan was at the meeting in 2002, whereupon they met with pharmaceutical companies, vaccine manufacturers, and World Health Organization and other regulatory agencies such as the CDC, FDA, and the EMEA, which is similar to the FDA for the United Kingdom and the European countries. They determined, primarily for financial reasons and to keep immunization rates up in the third world countries and to keep vaccines cheaper in third world countries, they were going to continue the use of thimerosal. They even went so far as to determine that they would have a, quote, strong advocacy campaign for the continued use of thimerosal.
Despite the fact that they know that here in the United States, one out of every 5 to 6 children has a neurodevelopmental defect, they want to keep this in now they won't admit, of course, here in the United States that it's related to the thimerosal, although all the evidence points in that direction, but we're still going to leave it in the vaccines we're going to give to those folks in the poor countries.
Well, yes, but they do know it, and when they get behind closed-door meetings,
such as they did in June of 2000 at Simpsonwood Conference Center, right outside of Atlanta, Georgia, right outside of the CDC, they actually discuss how horrible this stuff is and the damage that it has done. But instead of sitting around and discussing with vaccine manufacturers and CDC and FDA ranking, high-ranking members, and members of the American Academy of Pediatrics and the World Health Organization about how to get it out, Dr. Stan, do you know what they discussed in this meeting?
What did they discuss?
They discussed how to hide the fact that this has caused damage.
Now, my understanding is that this report was eventually issued, and it said top secret, not to be copied, not to be shown to anything, and yet wasn't this actually funded by our government?
Yes, sir, it was. As a matter of fact, through the Freedom of Information Act, a organization called Safe Minds, which we happen to be good friends with a lot of the members of Safe Minds, and they're very dedicated parents and individuals. They obtained this transcript, this 286-page transcript, through Freedom of Information Act, and they have been kind enough to share it with us, and we have it featured on our website at www.nomercury.org. It's called the Simpsonwood transcript.
The Simpsonwood.
And you can read this for yourself. It's a very disturbing document and paints probably one of the most accurate pictures about what goes on behind closed doors in vaccine policy making that you will ever see.
Well, I've read an extract of that where one of the experts was saying that they wouldn't give this to their kids, and they were concerned, even a drop of 1 point in IQ for their child, they were really concerned, and then they went right ahead and it's all right for other people.
It's even worse than that. The gentleman that you're referring to is Dr. Johnson. He sits on the same IOM committee that just released that ridiculous report that said, oh, it couldn't possibly be associated with it. Not only that, don't ever spend any more money looking at this issue again, which, as you know, Dr. Stan, that just never happens in medicine. No peer-reviewed scientific medical study ever says this is the end of this quest for knowledge on this particular subject. Every medical study says it warrants more study. And this is the same gentleman who said he wouldn't give it to his brand-new grandson. And when Steve Wilson of WXYZ-TV in Detroit questioned him at the IOM, did you give your son or did you allow your grandson to get a thimerosal-containing vaccine, he refused to answer.
And I think people have to understand that there really are people out there who know exactly what's going on, but they don't want you to know what's going on. They're going to protect their children, but they're not going to protect yours. And these are, now, does he work for the government? Who does he work for?
He does not work for the government, but you can bet a lot of his funding is tied to what he says. And you have to understand that it's very difficult to get a man to understand that which his job depends on him not understanding.
Now, basically what Lejean is saying is that if you work in academic medicine in any place, why, of course, you're not going to get any funds from the vaccine companies or from the government if you tell the truth. If you come up with reports that say what you want, they want to say, why, you get all the funding you want to. And if you tell the truth, why, of course, you don't get the funds in academia, it's publish or perish, and if you don't get the funds, you simply perish. Would that be a fairly good appraisal of why these people prostitute their science so that they can advance academically?
Oh, absolutely, Dr. Stan, and don't take our word for it. Sir Richard Horton, Dr. Richard Horton, as you know, he's the editor of The Lancet, in the United Kingdom, a very revered medical journal. He just released a book, I understand, I think this week, regarding the MMR, the science and the fiction of the MMR debacle. And he outlines exactly what we are talking about.
All right, fine. We're going to talk about that when we get back here.
Right.
Of course, we're going to welcome your calls. In fact, I think we'll talk to Alan when we get back.
Okay.
And, of course, we'll switch back and forth between you. We're getting a much better signal. But if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Another
fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen, what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America, our values, our future are under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs, in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest this afternoon is Dr. Alan Clark. Are you there?
Yes.
All right, fine. Well, of course, we're talking about this incredible, incredible story of how certainly these products are really so toxic to the individual. And, of course, the average individual out there in the listening audience has no idea that this sort of thing is going on because the average doctor certainly will assure them that vaccinations are completely safe, that mercury doesn't do any harm, because that's what they're getting from the medical journals. And certainly you, as I, accepted what we had read, what we were being told. But the average individual, the average doctor, I don't think has any idea what the medical literature really shows if they get out of their own specialty and begin looking at the things that you and I have both read now.
Well, that's because physicians have a lot of time constraints. and they usually only read abstracts. They only read the major top 10 medical journals, the other scientific journals, because physicians are not really scientists. We're application scientists. They don't really read the true scientific journals. If they did or had time to do that, like I've taken time to do, that you would see the terrible information that's in there about these substances.
All right, fine. Well, of course, now what do we really know about the effect of mercury and the relationship between the mercury and, of course, the autism and this whole spectrum of mental diseases that's created such havoc in our children?
Well, we know that mercury accumulation in certain children, they're unable to excrete the mercury because of genetic problems, not necessarily defects. It's just that we all have different genetic makeup, and in a small number of children, they have the inability to excrete hardly any mercury. In those kids, they get full-blown autism. On the other side of the spectrum, there are kids that can excrete some of the mercury, but not all of it, and those children develop ADHD. And in between, there's the Asperger's spectrum, which our son is in. He could excrete a moderate amount of mercury, but certainly not all of it.
How is Asperger's manifest? In other words, what do we actually see with that?
It's more of a high-functioning autism. It's severe ADHD with problems with interacting socially. They may have some speech and language difficulties. Fortunately, our son does not. Usually, intelligence is spared, which is good. And with behavioral therapy and biomedical therapy, these children can be turned around and actually mainstream to live a normal life.
And, of course, really what happened, how old was your son when he actually came down with it?
He came out with Asperger's. He was diagnosed about age 8. We traced it back to his flu shot 2 years ago. Right after his flu shot, he developed symptoms of the moderate autism spectrum.
And now, have they taken mercury out of the influenza shots, do we know?
They've not taken them out of most shots. The vast majority of shots will have full 25 micrograms of mercury as dimerosal in each injection.
All right, fine. So basically, of course, they tell you that they've taken it out of so many things. They've taken it out of the childhood vaccines, but they don't tell you they've left it in the influenza vaccine.
Or some of the older children's vaccines, like the DT, the tetanus, the meningitis vaccine, some of the pneumonia shots, et cetera, still have mercury in them. And we're trying on a state-by-state effort to get bills passed in each state to eliminate dimerosal at all vaccines. We were successful in Iowa. Governor Schwarzenegger has a bill in California on his desk now. We hope that anyone listening in California, if they would urge Schwarzenegger's office for him to sign that bill.
You don't have the telephone number for people to call to Governor Schwarzenegger telling him, please pass this legislation. What is the legislation?
Let me let you talk to Eugene. She was actually in California talking with his staff on this, and she is real familiar with that bill.
All right. Well, we'll get to Eugene then. Yes, go ahead.
The bill in California is AB 2943, and it is currently sitting on Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's desk. But he's being heavied very, very heavily by the pharmaceutical and vaccine lobby.
And probably by the California Medical Association and the California Dental Association, too, because, of course, they seem to be in bed with the very people who are poisoning our children.
Well, for those in medicine, as you know, Dr. Stan, that the medical society, such as the American Medical Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics, they have offices. For example, AAP, American Academy of Pediatrics, is located in Chicago, and they have very nice buildings. And do you know where they get the money for most of their building funds?
Where do they get the money?
Pharmaceutical companies.
Oh, my goodness.
The very act of keeping the doors open at these various society offices are dependent upon the largesse of the vaccine and pharmaceutical industry.
I mean, this is the most incredible story. In fact, if I didn't know it were true, and I've already researched this very carefully for many people, but certainly Dr. Allen and Eugene have done a great job getting this information together for us. But certainly you need to find out if this is true, because if this is true, your family, your children, and your grandchildren are in danger. And, of course, especially as they come around, they say the flu season is upon us. Why, if you love your children, you're going to give them the flu shot, and that shot is going to contain toxic doses of mercury. We'll be back here in just a moment, and we'll welcome your calls from out across America.
four-tape set on the JFK assassination. It includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and I want to talk to you about some of the items that we carry at Radio Liberty, which we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to getting, and these will help you to have insight into really what's going on. We have a four-tape set on vaccinations, and people really find it so difficult to believe that the vaccinations could be used and could be harmful, but if you listen to this four-tape set on vaccinations, you're going to hear experts from all points of view, and I think that you'll be concerned, very, very concerned about what is being done to our children in the name of helping them. And so, if you'd like to get our four-tape set on vaccinations, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We have a four-tape set on fluoride. Now, most people, you know, think that water fluoridation is a wonderful thing. After all, they wouldn't fluoridate our water with a poison, would they? Well, I would hope that you'd want to listen to these programs. You'd want to check out the documentation that we have. And, of course, they're pushing water fluoridation. And they're pushing it, oh, because we're so concerned about the children. We're concerned, you know, with their teeth. We want their teeth to be better. And yet, of course, if you look at the scientific studies, and we have them, why, of course, you double the incidence of hip fractures in postmenopausal women who've taken the fluoride, drunk fluoridated water during the menopausal era, and certainly in postmenopausal. And men, you double the incidence of hip fractures, and there's so many harmful effects that come from water fluoridation. You need to find out the truth, because you're not going to get it listening to the regular sources. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for these products. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, on the line right now, we have Ralph calling from Oklahoma. Ralph, did you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan, I think this is pertinent to this current broadcast with your guest there. As far in regards to the amount of mercury, now, do you remember a week or so back you had the doctor that he was against all of what we're talking about until his son came autistic, and then he went into it, and he was talking about how inconsistent the amounts of mercury were in each individual vaccination.
Okay, well, now this may very well have been Dr. Alan Clark, who's with us today. Well, anyway, did you have
I've been listening, and I haven't heard anything about the. I've heard lots of the amounts, but nothing about the inconsistency.
All right. Now, who do we have on the line? Is it Alan or? Okay, Alan. Could you comment on that? What Ralph from Oklahoma is saying, that you know, it would appear that in some shots you get a lot more than in others, or is it if they don't shake the bottle up, and so the mercury tends to settle in the bottom of the bottle, and if you get the last shots, you get really high doses.
He's exactly right, and many nurses do not even realize this when they draw up the vaccine from the bottle. Plus, if it's exposed to light, it makes the mercury more toxic. and, of course, they add aluminum to the vaccines, and the aluminum crosses the blood-brain barrier by help of the mercury, and that makes the mercury more toxic. Aluminum magnifies the toxicity of the mercury many, many times.
Okay, I think that'll answer your question.
Thanks very much. Thanks.
All right, fine. Thanks so much. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a... Uh-oh, we lost we lost our guest again. If our producer wouldn't mind calling, and if there's any way we could call on line six, that's easier to hold. But otherwise, just get them, Dr. Allen and Lou Jean Clark, back on the line, and so we can talk to them. But anyway, of course, the real problem is that sometimes if they don't shake up the bottles, you get even three or four times the amount of mercury that you should get. The evidence is all there. The important thing, of course, is to get the American people to understand the real danger that our children are in. And there are people who know exactly what's going on, but they don't want the American people to know. Why would anything allow such a thing to happen? Well, there's lots of explanations. First of all, there are people, though, who have an entirely different worldview. And they really see nothing at all wrong with harming children, or certainly harming older people as well, because older people who are getting certain products really will have many, many more problems. So we'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Allen. Dr. Allen's back on the line. Okay, fine. Thank you so very much. We seem to have a little problem, but I think we can hold you on the line now. Are you with us?
Yes.
All right, fine. And, of course, what are some of the other problems that you've run into as you begin to study really the disastrous effects of this? And what about the treatments? Because I think this is really so important to realize there really are treatments that are available that will help many of the autistic children or many of the children with this spectrum of mercury poisoning diseases.
That's the important thing, because very few parents know there are treatments, and very few doctors know their treatments. So guess what? If your doctor doesn't know about a treatment, he's not going to be able to treat the child. They're treating it with pharmaceutical agents. And, of course, that makes the pharmaceutical companies happy, but it's not really fixing the problem. It's just making the child, not being able to contact reality by giving them serotonin uptake inhibitors, et cetera, that kind of thing. What has happened is they have identified the exact biochemical defect caused by the mercury toxicity. So you can go in now and replace those nutrients that are being affected in this biochemical pathway and get the pathway working again. Kind of like turning a wheel of a bicycle by hand. You can get it going and actually start improving their symptoms, their speech, their language, their ability to think and socialize. And this has been ignored by the medical profession because it's not being sponsored by the CDC or the FDA. Physicians are just in the dark about it.
Well, my feeling, is that the CDC, the doctors there, some of them really know what's going on, but they want to keep their jobs, and others, realize that if they were to tell the American people the harm that they've done to the children with the vaccines, why, then, of course, people would lose confidence in everything they're advocating. What I think, though, is even more inconceivable is they know the toxic effect of mercury that is in the influenza vaccine, and they're still telling people to take their child in at 6 months of age and get their influenza vaccine because, of course, they might die, of course, if they got influenza, and yet so often the influenza vaccine isn't even for the right organism, number one, and secondly, it has very, very toxic doses of mercury.
They're also doing it for industry. They're doing the same thing for fluoride because industry wants it that way.
Right. So, I think the important thing is that that people understand that they're going to have to look after their children. They're going to have to get this information. And you've got a great website, don't you?
It's been a labor of love. And it's there for the public. It's free. We don't take donations.
You tell our listeners how they can get onto your website and begin getting the information they're not going to get and the information that their doctor probably doesn't know. Now, I don't think there's any doctor out here who is going to, of course, to do anything harmful to a child intentionally. But, of course, if the doctor doesn't know, and he's certainly not going to learn it from his medical journals, he's not going to learn it from his confreres, he's not going to learn it going to medical meetings, and he's not going to get it from his medical journals, because so many of the medical journals are subsidized by the very people who are creating the problem. So,
right.
But if you love your children, and I'm speaking to our audience right now, you go up on the Internet, and, of course, I think this is an excellent website. What is it?
It's www.nomercury.org, O-R-G, .org.
All right, fine. What are they going to find there?
They're going to find all the information they need to know about thimerosal toxicity. And they're going to see audiovisual presentations by Dr. Haley, by several renowned autism researchers. They can watch the video, these slides that they were given at the various conferences. They're free to watch. They're going to see a letter that I wrote in the section titled, Is Mercury Dangerous? It's about a 10-page letter they can print off and give to their physician. which goes through all the studies. The studies are actually on there. They're linked to the study. You can actually pull the study up and read the whole thing. But the letter is written for physicians and legislators and policymakers and parents, so that it takes us through the entire history of what's happened with thimerosal over the past 8 or 9 years. And that's very effective. Also, legislation in each state, information on how to contact that particular state office to get that legislation moving through their particular assemblies. That information is on there. We have material safety data sheets on thimerosal, which are on there. We have interviews and radio shows from CBS, WXYZ-TV in Detroit, all which have exposés on this issue. So it's just literally tons of information is available to anybody.
Now, of course, right now in Sacramento here in California, legislation is on the governor's desk that would, of course, ban mercury from any vaccines. Would that be any vaccines or just childhood vaccines?
Well, they're trying to ban it from all vaccines because, you know, they banned it from animal vaccines 10, 15 years ago because it was too toxic for animals.
In other words, it was too toxic for the animals, but it's okay for your kids and your grandkids. What is the bill, and do you have the telephone number where people can write or call the governor right now and say, pass this legislation? First of all, what's the legislation?
I want to give that to my wife because she's the expert on that. She was in Sacramento and talked to everybody in the governor's office, but the governor wasn't.
All right, fine. Lugene, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Stan. We actually lobbied one full day with the actor Gary Cole, who plays the vice president on The West Wing. He and his wife, Teddy, have a daughter that was affected by the vaccines and what they believe particularly is the mercury, the thimerosal in the vaccines.
All right, fine. So, first of all, what is the legislation?
The legislation is AB 2943.
All right, AB 2943. That's AB 2943. And how can people get hold of the governor, though? Do we have a telephone number for the governor or a fax number?
Actually, yes, we can get a fax number, and before the end of your broadcast, I will give you that fax number and a website so that they can actually write and tell him to please sign this bill. It would ban mercury in vaccines for pregnant women and children under the age of 3. My husband is pulling up that website right now, so we will get the governor of California, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, we will get his fax number and the website address so that they can write.
All right, fine. Well, of course, now nobody should be taking the influenza shots. Why not? Because they have toxic doses of mercury and the incidence and of course, this has a real impact on older people as well. So certainly people have to understand that the incidence of Alzheimer's disease goes up dramatically, almost 1,000%. If you're over 60 and you take more than, say, 3 or 4 shots in a 5-year period, your incidence of Alzheimer's disease is going to go up 1,000%. Is that what you really want? And if this is true, why aren't you reading about this in your newspapers? Why isn't Rush Limbaugh telling you about it? Well, certainly I understand that your husband has actually talked to Dr. Fuddenberg, who's actually done these studies.
Yes, Dr. Fuddenberg, uh-huh. Let me put Alan on. He'll tell you about Dr. Fuddenberg and his work with mercury and Alzheimer's and transfer factor.
All right, fine. And for our listeners out there, Dr. Fuddenberg is certainly one of the most revered of all the senior physicians as far as the field of vaccine. Certainly one of the most important, if not the most significant, researcher in vaccines. He's in his 80s. You can go to his website. Just go to Google on your computer and type in Fuddenberg, and if you don't have a computer and you need the information, you call our 800 number, and we'll send you the abstract. That's Fuddenberg. And Dr. Fuddenberg has found that if you actually are over 60 and you follow your doctor's advice and you take the influenza shots, 3 or 4 of them in a 5-year period, your incidence of Alzheimer's disease goes up 1,000%. Why aren't we hearing about that? Why isn't Rush Limbaugh or Bill O'Reilly or Dan Rather or Tom Brokaw or Barbara Walters or somebody telling us why they're the finest commentators that money could buy? Alan, do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about your concern about the mercury in the influenza shots we're telling our older people they just got to get, because after all, we don't want you to get influenza?
Well, I'm rather certain now from looking at the research that mercury buildup is what is called the Alzheimer's epidemic. So all these elderly people are going to get their flu shot. Another 25 micrograms of mercury is going to go to their brain. Alzheimer's disease is going to be hastened. Now, not everybody gets Alzheimer's. It's the same thing as with children. There's a subset of the population. As they get older, their genetic makeup, they are unable to excrete the mercury.
And of course, one of the interesting things is they find that if you they take the hair from children who have had their shots, if they don't have any mercury in the hair, it means they can't excrete the mercury, and so these are the children that get the autism or the spectrum of diseases, ADD, ADHD, ADH, or the other diseases, and is the ones that can't excrete it that have the mercury in the hair, of course, that really are not going to have the problem. Is that right?
That's right, and of course the CDC spin on that was, oh well, high hair mercury levels meant that you were more intelligent, so mercury is good for you.
But I will tell you that some of the doctors on these panels will tell you among themselves, I would not give my child these vaccines, or I would not give them anything with mercury in it, but they're not telling you that. That's just not because that's not the official policy. The official policy is to go ahead and give you something that's harmful, and I think it is criminal activity. I just hope and pray that this can all be brought out. Are you getting any help from Congress?
Yes, we have been to the Hill several times, well, many times, half a dozen times in the last 3 months, to talk with the individual legislators, their staffers, and try to get them to sign on to a bill before Congress now, which will ban mercury nationally. And we thought that would be a quicker way of doing it. And we are slowly getting support. If someone wants to, they should contact a congressman to see if his office has signed on to this House Resolution 4169.
My understanding is that Congressman Dan Burton has two grandchildren that are autistic directly related to their shots. What a tragedy.
Yes. Yes, but they could... Of course, Dan Burton is has signed on the bill. Dr. Weldon, the only physician in Congress, in the House of Representatives, is his bill, along with Maloney. And they together came up with this bill. It's bipartisan. The Republican and Democrat, of course, sponsored the bill, and we're trying to get enough members to sign on so we can pass this bill through Congress.
Well, now, of course, right now there is legislation on the governor's desk here in California, Governor Schwarzenegger's desk, asking him to sign this bill. It's not perfect, but at least it will keep the vaccines out of the mercury out of vaccines for children less than 3. Is that right?
That's right. It's AB 2943 is the bill number.
All right, fine. Did you have a fax number?
Number is, this is from their website, it's 916-445-4633.
All right, fine. That, again, one more time.
916-445-4633.
And, of course, fax the governor. If you have his telephone number, call the governor's office, and they will tabulate. And, of course, you know, the politicians, what they do, they don't look at the science, and they don't look what's right and wrong. Now, what they do is they look and see, you know, how many people are calling them on one side or the other. They put their finger up in the air. First of all, they look at to see which way the wind is blowing, and then, of course, they do something. Well, I think if you bring enough pressure to bear on Arnold Schwarzenegger, maybe he'll do what's right. After all, he keeps saying he's all in favor of the children. 1 in 6 children by the CDC's only admission has a neurodevelopmental abnormality. Is that right?
That's correct.
So if you're out there in the listening audience, I hope you're concerned about this. I think this is a serious, serious issue. It's not only toxic to the brains of our children, it's toxic to our elderly, and this is why we're having the epidemic of Alzheimer's disease, and I suspect of other diseases as well. So, you know, certainly you're on the front lines of this battle. Are you getting much help from other doctors, or are they so blinded by what the medical societies are telling them that they really are unaware of? The dental societies, of course, are doing exactly the same thing. They're sort of stonewalling any effort to get the truth out because, of course, of the fact that they still tell dentists to put in mercury fillings. How much mercury do you get from a mercury filling?
Well, it's been estimated between 2 and 17 micrograms per day of mercury vapor comes off one silver amalgam filling. That's a lot of mercury.
And so we're poisoning our people with that. What about children, you know, their mother is pregnant, and of course, what does a child in utero get across the placenta?
They're getting the same mercury that the mother has in their amalgams. In fact, 1 out of every 6 babies born has a high level of mercury found in the cord blood. And of course, a lot of that's coming from the dental amalgams. Some could be coming from the fish. mother had their flu shot, for instance, this year, they're going to get more mercury that way. So we're going to see, I think, a bump in the autism rates actually going up over the next 3 or 4 years because of this this flu vaccination is coming up.
And I think that people must understand that they don't know what organism there's going to be, what the organism is going to be in the flu this year, so they sort of guess at it, and they're usually wrong, and they usually produce a vaccine that is not specific for the type of organism that's circulating, but they keep telling you to take it because, after all, the CDC is in bed with the vaccine manufacturers, and if they don't sell all their vaccines, why, they're not very happy. And so the CDC last year created a hysteria. Everybody had to rush down to get their flu shot, you know, because after all, we were running out of flu shots, you know, and of course, what they were doing was getting toxic doses of mercury. Dr. Allen and Eugene Clark have been our guests. Thank you so very much for being with us. Bye bye, and God bless you both.
Our 4-tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A 2-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of an American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this 4-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to remind our listeners out there that we are going to be having a program here, an all-day seminar in the North Shore of Monterey Bay. It's going to be on the 6th of November. We're bringing in outside speakers. Lunch will be served, and we'll be talking about so many of the problems that face us today. And we'll be having Pastor Joe Schimmel, who's going to be talking about rock and roll. They sold their souls for rock and roll. And we're going to, of course, have the speaker, Bill Sardi, will be there, and Michael Shaw will be there, and I'll be there, and you'll be talking to people from all across the country who are concerned about what's going on. Last year we had people even from other countries. Hope they'll be there this year. Anyway, we hope you can make it. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Make a reservation. This is the annual Radio Liberty Seminar, and it'll be held at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course on 6th of November. That's a Saturday all day. So hope to see you there. Hope you can bring your friends, and we look forward to seeing you. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, the whole subject of mercury. We have a video. It's called Uninformed Consent, and you'll find it a fascinating video. It goes into the background of course, you'll actually see what they call the smoking truth, and actually, it's done basically with a special mercury filter, and you're going to actually see the mercury coming off of a filling in your mouth, and when you chew or when you do anything, that mercury comes out. And of course, the people who are in control of the Dental Association know that, and they've been lying to the dentist for years about the danger. In fact, 100 years ago, it was unethical to put in a mercury filling. And there are dentists today who will take those fillings out for you. You certainly want to get the fillings out. The video uninformed consent is a fascinating video. It'll show you some of the various hearings on the subject. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set on mercury. You need to get the four-tape set on mercury. Of course, you need to get the four-tape set on fluoride. You need to get the four-tape set on aspartame and MSC because they really are poisoning the American people. And you say, why would anybody want to do a thing like that? Well, you need to get our four-tape set on population control. And any of you who would like to see the article out of the UNESCO Courier for November of 1991, where they quote Jacques Cousteau, that great humanitarian who used to swim with the fishies and the dolphins, saying we've got to eliminate 350,000 people a day. We've got to eliminate 350,000 people a day. You need to get my a four-tape set on population control and understand why they outlawed DDT. You need to get our video on population control. You need to understand there really is an agenda. Now, if you'd like to get a free copy of that UNESCO Courier, hopefully you'll want to get some of this other information, because, of course, NutraSweet, aspartame, and MSD are in almost every prepared food you buy, and they're neurotoxins, and they're destroying your brain and your child's brain, and they know exactly what's going on. They just don't want you to know exactly what's going on. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Get the video. It's entitled The Uninformed Consent. That's Uninformed Consent. Get the four-tape set on mercury. Get the four-tape set on water fluoridation. Get the four-tape set on aspartame and MSG. Get Dr. Blaylock's great, great book on it's entitled Excitotoxins, the Taste It Kills, going into the background of the dangers of aspartame and MSG. Get his book, Health and Nutrition Secrets Can Save Your Life, because he talks about fluoridation. He talks about mercury in the vaccines and in the fillings and in so many things that surround us today. And he talks about the dangers of certainly of aspartame and of MSG poisoning and toxification. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. We have a four-tape set of interviews with Dr. Blaylock, who I think is one of the most outstanding spokesmen. He's a retired neurosurgeon and personal friend. That's Life-Saving Secrets. All of these tape sets are available if you'd like one of our free newsletters. Of course, we've done newsletters on vaccines in the past. They were last year. You can pull them down off our website, or if you call in and ask for our letter on vaccines, we'll be glad to send you the letter on vaccines free of charge. Of course, we hope you want to get some of the other things. We hope you want to subscribe to our newsletter. But if you'd like a copy of their newsletter dealing with vaccines, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll be glad to send it to you. And then, of course, get the information. Get the information and get it to your doctor. Get him to understand what's going on. The information, so much of it is up on the website. And certainly the website, keepersofthewell.org, that keepersofthewell.org on fluoride, and of course nomercury.org on mercury. It's there. And if you don't look after your family, who is? And if not now, when? Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our radio liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, we'll be back with you once again. Dr. Stan, goodbye. And may the Lord be with you.